Alright, Purple Ninjas, if we can only break into the HQ merch store, we can make it all stinky and ruin all the spy gear. That will be a sure way to get rid of those spies for good.
That is the voice, of course, of Dr. Stinky Breath. And this is a special announcement. Yes, it sounds a little different. Well, it's because of the situation. You see, last night, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas broke into our HQ merch store. Yes, for real. They let go a giant stinky bomb. And now all of the spy gear and merch, it smells terrible. As the Spyology squad arrived at HQ, boy, did it smell bad.
Ah, Ava, this smells disgusting,
said Jaden.
I even sound like a purple ninja. I gotta plug my nose and... Do we have any gas masks around here?
Ava ran over, already wearing her gas mask, and handed Jaden his.
Ah, thank you. Finally, I can...
I can finally breathe and take my fingers off my nose, and I don't like sounding like a purple ninja. All right, Jaden, we've got to act fast. All of our gear, all of our merch, everything, it smells terrible. And we have a lot of spies out there that need their gear and their merch. So what are we going to do? Said Ava. Well, let's take a sample of what this stinky stuff is and see if maybe our bubbleberry soap will be able to take care of it. Perfect. That's a great idea. Ava reached for some swabs and started dipping it into the sticky, smelly goo that was everywhere. Oh my no. Mm-mm-mm. This is disgusting. Jaden, you're going to need to do this. Jaden came running over as Ava was too grossed out to stick this Q-tip into that sticky, disgusting goo. Oh, I don't want to do it either. Oh, but I guess it's for science. They both dipped their swabs into that disgusting goo and put it into a test tube. All right. Oh, let's put it on the drone and send it back to the lab for analysis. Let's see what Mr. Jim says. Jaden and Ava loaded up their drones with all the samples that they had taken from that sticky, stinky goo and sent it off to the lab for analysis. All right, we'll see you later, drones. Jaden tossed it into the air and off it zoomed. As it zoomed away, Jaden and Ava both put on their jetpacks because they still had a lot of work to do. Okay, Jaden, we gotta see how they got in HQ in the first place because all this gear and merch, it should be locked up. How did they get in here? Said Ava. Well, we could check for fingerprints. Or we could check the cameras. Yes, said Ava. Let's check the cameras. Ava and Jaden zoomed over to the security center, which had a whole bunch of screens, and that was the central hub of the whole camera system for HQ. All right, let me pull up the file from last night. Ava's fingers started zooming away on the keyboard as she pulled up the feed from last night. Jaden was sitting back eating some popcorn. Jaden, where did you get popcorn? They always have popcorn at the security center. What else do they do? They just stare at screens all day and eat popcorn. Okay, let's see what we got here, said Ava. As they watched the video from last night, everything looked normal, except... Wait a second! Look at that back forest over, like, behind HQ! Look! There was a forest back behind HQ, and it looked like at the edge of that, something was definitely moving around, but they couldn't tell what it was. All right, Jaden, let's go check out what that spot is over at the forest. Let's go. Jaden and Ava blasted off with their jetpacks over to that spot of the forest. As they were flying over there, Mr. Jim called in from Spyology Squad. Shh, Jada, Avon, thanks for sending over that sample to me on that drone. I took a look at it, and it looks like the bubbleberry soap is totally going to take care of that. So I'm going to send you a bottle so that you can start spraying all the gear and all the merch to get rid of the stink. Shh, that's great news, said Jaden. but there's a lot of gear in there. Do you have enough spray for all of it?
Shh.
Well, that's where, I don't know, said Mr. Jim. Some of the gear might have that stinky smell to it, but we should be able to get rid of most of it in time for all the orders going out. I'm sending the spray your way. Have you guys learned anything more yet? Over.
Shh.
Yes, said Ava. We're on our way right now to the forest behind HQ. We saw some movement last night, and we're pretty sure it's got to be connected to that stink bomb that went off. We'll let you know when we find out more. Over.
Shh.
Jada and Ava arrived at the spot in the forest, and boy, did they find something crazy.
Look at this over here!
Jaden was pointing at a giant hole that had been dug into the ground. Ava flipped on one of her headlamps and looked inside.
Holy smokes, said Ava. It looks like they dug a tunnel right into our warehouse that holds all of our spy gear. How did this happen?
Said Ava.
Well, they have been known to do some crazy stuff like this before, said Jaden.
I know, but how did we not catch them? This can't happen, said Ava.
And just then, they heard some voices from inside that tunnel.
All right, guys, we planted the next stink bomb, and it's going to go off in 2 minutes, and then it'll be stinky forever in there. Let's go.
Ava and Jaden looked at each other. They knew what they had to do. They had to not only stop those purple ninjas, but they couldn't let that stink bomb go off again. Jaden, grab your glue blaster, and you gotta stop those purple ninjas before they get away. I'm gonna grab my net blaster and see if I can get that stink bomb out of there in time. Hurry!
As the purple ninjas came running out of the tunnel, Jaden was there, waiting with his glue blaster.
Freeze, purple ninjas!
What?
Ah! Run!
They took off running through the forest, and he started blasting glue at them.
Oh no! I'm stuck!
Ava ran into the tunnel. She was running out of time. But there it was, way up ahead, was that giant, ooey gooey stink bomb. She launched her net blaster at the stink bomb, which caught it, and then she was able to drag it out of the tunnel. 5, 4, 3, and they threw it deep into the forest, and it exploded a giant, stinky, gooey mess everywhere.
Aw, oh, man, it got all over me,
said the purple ninjas.
Ava, are you okay?
Shouted Jaden.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Whew,
I'm glad we stopped that stink from getting in there.
We really got to do something about this hole.
The rest of the day, Jaden and Ava spent working with the spy team to cover up this tunnel that the purple ninjas had dug. And that bubbleberry soap spray had arrived just in time as they were able to start cleaning all that spy gear and merch from that terrible stinky smell. Meanwhile, at the stinky lab.
Purple ninjas, what are you talking about? I thought we came up with the stinkiest of stinky that they would never be able to clean. Ugh.
Well, boss, it looks like the big one that we had planned, one of their spy team people, they were able to get it out of the tunnel before it exploded the stinky mess everywhere.
What do you mean? You mean we failed again? Purple ninjas!
Wow, great job, team. So yes, I guess we do have a whole bunch of merch and gear that we're going to need to put on sale. We're going to do 20% off. Call it a stinky sale, considering the situation. Just head on over to stinkyspygear.com to get 20% off. We'll probably be able to clean this mess up by Sunday, so we'll keep the sale going till then. We'll see you later, guys. Bye!